But anyway, she reminded me of this and said how wonderful discussions one had and that the art of conversation seems to be going out of style right now.
Mm-hmm, yes. Was he an admirer of Bruckner?
Yes, yes. And, you know, when Eric admired something, he was going into it completely, and that means that he knew it by heart and could play it from beginning to end, no?
Mm-hmm. And I understand he was an admirer of Hugo Wolf, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because in the beginning, when he tried himself at composing, it was mostly songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that Stör, who was his teacher in the beginning, you know, that he would ask him to write a sonata or something, chamber music, and he came back with songs, always, you know? Because that was a form that he could master at that time, and the other forms scared him. And he had all these difficulties in his life, and all these fights, and all these strengths went into this, I think. And at an age, you know, where there are children, I'm a teacher, and I see the 10th graders who are usually 14 or even 15, and how immature they are, you know, and at that age he already had to completely support himself, you know, and what he wanted, you know, because his parents never gave him anything for the music, you know, that was all his own doing.
Mm-hmm.
He had to complete, so much strength went into this, I think, that he kind of postponed the struggle with the material, with the music,
with the larger, more abstract forms.
But it was always, you know, a goal and remained so. And the moment he felt more secure in his craft and everything, he tackled it.
I see.
Yeah.
And perhaps it's appropriate now to talk a bit about his formal training, where and when and with whom he studied.
Well, he was very much like Bruckner in this way. He never felt secure, and he always wanted to, and so he changed the teachers very often and always went from one to the other and trying to get what was lacking.
I see.
So in Vienna he was for a short time a student of Marx, and in the beginning teacher was Stör, because Stör made it possible for him to get lessons by him. He had no money, but he sent him students. And the money that these students brought him, he would give to Stör then for getting his lesson there. But Stör was a man who knew very much, but he was a very academic person, as Eric described him. And he was too narrow a straight jacket for him, you know, dry. He called him very dry, you know. So he was looking for. So he went to Marx for a short while, and then he went to a fellow by the name of Hugo Cauder, who is in this country, and he liked him very, very much, and I think gained a lot from him, and under his guidance he wrote his first string quartet. And that string quartet was then played by the Galimir Quartet. They were quite a famous quartet in Vienna, and consisted of brothers and sisters. Felix Galimir was the only boy and three girls. And one of the girls, Adrienne, the youngest, married Krasner then, who was the violinist who premiered the Berg concerto. And Stevie met them in Syracuse. They are now teaching in Syracuse. And this quartet had, I think, two weak opening movements, and a very excellent scherzo and a fugue, which was made from one of the songs, from the theme of the songs. And this was the first thing that the Universal Edition printed.
Can we talk a little bit about the Eric's aversion to the traditional classroom approach to theory? I think this gives us an insight to Eric as a rather unique individual.